Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we are at our palatial digs in beautiful downtown Pendleton with a woman who has an incredible set of skills, and I'm Sandy Beach. Do I mind being stuck in my house? Of course not. You know why? Because I would be my first choice of somebody I'd like to be stuck in my house with, and so I'm here. I can tell myself jokes, observations, witticisms. I got it all right here. It goes where I go, and I like that. Tony, how's that? Are you still there? Are you still above ground?
Yeah, I am. Sort of, kind of, I think.
Yeah. How about you, Buzz? Is Buzzy back?
Yes, Buzzy's back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw your picture online there, Buzzy. You really use the microphone. You are home.
Yes.
But you use the microphone on your Apple headset?
Yeah. You know, I didn't think the I tested it out. And I was like, this would be better than just holding the phone. And you know what? The levels were the exact same. And it kind of gave me the freedom to be able to still look at the text board, still, you know, look on the internet for stuff to read. So it worked out really well. And let me tell you, people were listening last night. I was kind of scared, you know, everyone's stuck at home. They're probably tuned into their TVs or whatever. But from 8 to 10, we had a full bank of calls. We had the text board was lit up. So I really thank the WBEN audience for tuning in last night.
So you were like a lot of us in my generation when you wanted to be a disc jockey. You're still in school. You wanted to be a disc jockey. What I did, a lot of kids did. I set up two turntables. Mine and my sister's, and a tape recorder. And I was in the cellar, and I pretended to be a disc jockey, whereas I would introduce a song and actually put the arm and the needle on the record and then do stuff before and after. And that's what I did. And when I saw that picture last night, it reminded me of that. Of pretending to be a talk show host, but you're a real talk show host, and people were listening.
Actually, I'm pretending. Tim just let me hook up to the station.
Did you check online to make sure it was really you and not Hannity?
Yeah, I did.
People were saying, yes, so, you sound a lot like Sean Hannity.
In the other room, Katie was listening on the radio as I was hosting in the kitchen. So if any shenanigans were pulled, I would have known quickly.
If you were on delay, you had to run from the kitchen into the living room to make sure it was in real time.
That's right.
That's very good. Tony, with the children, the active, all-American, fell off of Kellogg's Corn Flakes box kids. How were they last night? Are they really getting tired of this already?
Yeah, they are. They're both bored. I'm doing my best to keep them occupied. But it can only last so long. I mean, they're at each other's throats at times. Other times, they're hugging each other. It's typical children.
Although it's certainly a good lesson. They may not appreciate it now, but it's a good lesson on getting along and making do and thinking how fortunate you are when you can do more things. More things usually involve more money. Let's go to get ice cream. Let's go to the park and go on the rides, things like that. But I think it's a good lesson for them.
We're hoping to go for ice cream on Friday. I believe Sullivan's is open this week.
Oh, great.
So we'd like to take our first trip to Sullivan's, get some ice cream to go. Nick says, he goes, Dad, I want to try a root beer float. I'm like, good call, Nick. Good call.
Very good. So it's a way to welcome the spring by welcoming at Sullivan's. The local ice cream store right near us should be opening at about the same time. They haven't put it on their sign yet, But when they do, Uncle G's, I will tell you all about Uncle G's. That's the one near the Amherst Museum.
The one thing is if we get nice weather and people are able to enjoy their backyards, their porches, their patios again, I think a lot of it'll be a lot easier on people. Let's put it that way.
Okay, I have some information on our trips. For those of you who signed up for trips with Danny and I, the Russian trip is over. Okay, the Russian trip will not be held. They sent in the information packages to everybody who's booked for the Russian trip, because Viking has canceled everything up to the last day of June. We were supposed to go in the middle of June. It's been canceled. But Viking is a class organization. What they've done is this. First of all, they let us know way ahead of time. It's 3 months of cancellations, and they tell us that all at once. But Viking, as I said, really good with customer service. If you want to rebook with Viking on any of their trips, you get plus 25% of things that are extra, plus 25% upgrade in a room, going on an excursion, getting the drink package, all the souvenirs, even tips. You can use it for tips. So you get plus 25%. If you don't want to rebook, you can get your money back, your full money back, and that'll be terrific. Now, as far as we know, the trip in August is still on, but that's always subject to the same thing. And then in January of next year, we still have the Australia trip. Now, keep in mind, Barbara, Super Barbara, that's what we call her, has been working with Viking, and I think they put it together to do the exact same Russian trip next year. So that's a key. If you love the Russian trip and you're very sad that it's been canceled, think of it like this. Think of it as just being delayed. So if you want to do that, that's open to you. So you can sign up for the same trip for next year. You can cancel and get a refund. You can sign up for any trip that Viking does and get plus 25%. So they're all good situations as far as having some options. The trip to Alaska, which is in August, as of now, is still on. And the trip to Australia in January of next year is still on, too. So that's as much of an update as I can give you. Certainly the AAA people would be able to fill in any blanks. So that's that. We'll take a break, and when we come back, if all goes well, we're going to talk to a woman who's on her way to New York from Florida. She lives here, and she was down in Florida, and she's coming home by car alone with Sam. Sam is a dog. Should be fun on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, if you think you've got cabin fever because you're stuck in your house, at least you're here. I'm going to talk to a lady now who is accompanying us on several of our trips. She's got a beautiful dog named Sam. And she and Sam are going to get in the car in Florida and drive up to Western New York to her home. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Yes, Sandy. I'm so glad you referenced our wonderful trips. I wish I was going on one of those instead of this drive. I'm on the road already, but I pulled over at a truck stop. So far, I was dreading this trip because of everything. And Sam is with me, and he's a great comfort. He misses being a Paws for Love dog because he, you know, all the Paws for Love dogs are unemployed at this time.
Now, Deborah, this is a long drive up. Have you ever driven alone? Have you ever made this trip alone before?
No.
Well, this is going to be an unusual trip because it's iffy. Now, there are truck stops along the way. But certainly accommodations might be a little lean, and proper food. I don't know if at truck stops they waive any of that for food. But you got a food issue, you got a rest stop issue. There's a lot of things ahead. Have you planned for everything?
Well, I hope so. It's going to be 3 nights, 4 days, and I have reservations at 3 motels. That I checked yesterday, and they're all open.
Well, here's a suggestion now. The motels may be open now, but if by any chance you get there and they're closed, you see those trucks, they all have what's called sleeper cabs. And they might have an extra space. You know, what can I say?
Good.
I know. I'm just pulling your leg. How about food? Did you bring any just in case, or are you going to be on takeout?
No, I brought food. And Sam, of course, the most important food to bring is Sam's food. So he's
sure.
Set. But, no, I have food, and I have two coolers. And I have cleaning supplies. And
wow. And Sam's a large dog. What is he, a yellow lab?
That's right. You're right. And you have met him several occasions.
I know I have. Yep.
He travels in his crate. So he loves to be in his crate. And so he's in the back, safe and sound.
Well, don't try and drive too much in one shot. And even if you're in between stops, it's a good idea to stop every once in a while. Just get out and stretch your legs, get a little fresh air. For you and Sam, rather than try and drive straight through.
Oh, exactly. No, we stop like every 2 hours. And, you know, where I was, left this morning, Sanibel, they have closed to all, nobody can come there to visit for the next 30 days, and Fort Myers Beach for the next 90 days.
Wow. So you're getting out of Dodge just in time.
Yes, and here's an interesting tidbit. Yesterday, the police in Tampa, Florida, arrested a minister because their church was open, and not only was it open on Sunday, but it was packed. I mean, with several hundred people.
I read that, and they arrested him because that was a congregation that was not supposed to happen.
Exactly.
It shows that they're getting serious about obeying these rules. Well, I hope you have a nice, safe ride back, you and Sam. And we'll do me a favor when you do get back, give us a call, and we'd like to see how the journey went. You're just beginning it now. Journey is beginning by the first steps. Let us know how you made out.
I will do that, Sandy, and be well.
Okay, take care, Deborah. Thank you. Thank you very much. She's a lovely lady. She's been on several trips with us with AAA, and she's got a great dog, a yellow lab, a very large dog named Sam, and she's driving from Sanibel Island up to Buffalo, and she just started the trip, so that'll be interesting. Now, don't you think that was a helpful hint I gave her about the sleepers cabs?
Sure, you know about that stuff.
I do. My father never had a fancy cab like that, but I knew about truck drivers. The story she told, I have another story that's similar but even worse. There is a choir in the, what area are they in?
Seattle.
Seattle. Okay, they're in Seattle. The choir is 121 people. They decided to have a choir practice. The practice, 65 showed up out of the 121, so just a little bit more than half. Now, today, 25 of them got qualified as having the virus. Two of them have died. Two of them have died. So out of the choir of the ones that actually did it, three-fourths of them have it now, and two of them have died. And can you imagine, it's bad enough for the two that died, how would you be one of the ones that has it and hasn't died, waiting to see if it's going to take you to that area where you're going to lose your life? I mean, that would be awful. And this was a church choir. Why they decided to have a rehearsal is beyond me. And think of it. It wasn't even a performance. It was a rehearsal. So if I was on that choir, I'd have been one of the ones that didn't show up. Absolutely. Would you guys have gone to a church choir practice?
No, I would have stayed home.
No.
Yeah. They probably would have locked the door when they see you guys coming.
Well, that's a whole nother story.
Not exactly choir boys at times. Buzzy, on that picture of you online, you look like Opie. of Opie and Anthony, or just Opie on the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah, I've gotten Opie and Anthony's Opie before. You know what? It was before I shaved. I did shave this morning, since no one can see me. So I went with the hey, this is how I am look. I didn't know my photographer was going to be taking a picture during the show.
Yeah, well, your photographer did a good picture. That's what it reminds me of. I was trying to get the technician that set up your remote to fix it so that when you shut it off, it wasn't really off. It was on all night, if you get my drift. I was hoping, but I couldn't bribe them. I thought I could bribe them, but no dice.
Phil Kennedy is a true professional.
Is he?
And would not allow that to go on.
That would have been funny. Believe me, when we sign off at noon, I not only look at the screen, I put the headset back on to make sure, because you never know. People get into more trouble because they just make an assumption that a microphone is on and it's off and it's on.
Oh, Sandy, I make sure I double checked that made sure that both apps, even the one that wasn't working, was signed out and off my phone. But I'm the same guy that every night makes sure that the Alexas are muted, that the Alexa cameras are turned off. I mean, I know
very
all about
good.
Double checking.
Very, very good. All right, let's see. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we got a lot to talk about today. Some of us are at home with the family, but we're not working. In other words, they laid you off or they closed wherever you were working, and that's that. So you're just home. Others are home and working like we are, okay? If you call this work, I guess it's work. So there's a difference between just being at home or being at home and working. And I want to know how you enjoy working or being at home. The second thing is, what have you learned from your family and the people that you're home with? And give me some shopping observations. Say, I went to the grocery store and it was packed. I went to the grocery store and it was empty. I went to the grocery store and there was no toilet paper. I went to the grocery store and there was all kinds of toilet paper. Just any observations. We'll take a break now on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Boy, it's a little warm in this room. Here, let me just slip off this shirt. Oh, my God. My rippling muscles they're reflecting off the computer screen. This is amazing. I never knew I looked this good.
Is Bernie oiling you up?
Bernie is oiling me up. She has an oil can, WD-40 she's using. I told her, use a heavier weight, because as the sweat rolls off my pecs, I don't want it to hit the ground. You know what I'm talking about? All right, here are the questions, and then I'm going to ask my two guys to answer them. Do you enjoy either working at home or being at home? Right now, I would prefer to be in the studio, but I'm enjoying this. You know, I think this is a good backup plan, and the quality of the equipment is fine, and I think the show hasn't suffered. I enjoy it. What have you learned about your family? That's what I want to know. I'll give you an example. I have learned that Bernadette reads every single thing online to me before I get a chance to see it. And then when I see it, I'm supposed to act surprised. Oh, no, I didn't know that. Wow, thank you for sharing that with me. That's what I learned about Bernadette. But I did learn that she's very involved and is a great helpmate on the broadcast, and she's a great, great girl. That's the reason she is my fiancée. How about that? And shopping observations. Here's how many I have. None. I have none. Now, she has shopped a couple of times for basic needs, but that's it. And we're doing very well. She's an excellent cook, and we have a varied menu, which is nice. Yesterday, homemade potato soup. Oh, it was good. A nice fresh salad, a garlic bread, which we have with a lot of different dishes, and it was excellent. Very, very nice. And so being home with her, believe me, is if you're going to be in the house, she's the one you should be in the house with. Okay, you guys, not that I'm suggesting that. I'm just saying that. And I think Dan Nevereth has officially lost his mind.
Why is that?
Yesterday he sent three videos, okay? Three videos in which, what was he, a clown in the first one? Well, he was Pete the Pirate on the first one. A puppet. Just, and they're absolutely mind-blowing and mind-numbing. And they're very funny, but obviously he's run out of things to do because he sent me three of them, and they're very funny, but they're all production, too. They're like kids' movies. They're kind of fun. All right, let's see. Let's start with Tony. Tony, do you enjoy working or being at home now that you're under oath?
Well, I don't work at home. I have to come in.
No, but you are at home when you're not working.
Right, and I'm home a lot when I'm not here, and I don't mind being home. I don't mind. I love being with my wife and kids. It's fun. You know, the kids keep me entertained. I keep them entertained. Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
Last time we had to wrestle a knife from your hand when you came in on Monday.
Well, there. I mean, just like any other family, everybody's going to get on each other's nerves at some point.
What have you learned? That goes right to the second question. What have you learned about being locked up with your family?
That my daughter's insane.
We kind of knew that.
Other than that, no, I haven't learned anything because I already spend a lot of time with them.
You know what you should do? Sometimes when you have a story to tell about your daughter or something like that, record it. And then on the day that she gets married, say, I wish you all the best. This is what you were like when you were a child. And play it because she'll get a big kick out of it.
Yeah, that and Nick will have enough blackmail on her to last a lifetime.
That's true, too, yeah. How about shopping observations? Now, you do a lot of the family shopping.
Right.
What have you seen and observed, good or bad?
I think people are down to business when they go shopping. It's, you know, head to the cart, grab what you need, and get out. I don't see people carrying on conversations in the aisles anymore. People wearing masks, gloves, scarves.
Explain this to me. Everybody says, be sure to wipe down the handle of the shopping cart.
Correct.
Now I'm thinking, okay, I know what a shopping cart looks like. I got my hands on the handle. I've wiped those down. Right adjacent to your hand on either side is the whole metal structure of the cart. Are you supposed to wipe that whole thing down?
I just wiped the handle down, and that's the only part of the cart I am touching.
Okay. I'm just wondering about that. Okay, Buzzy, do you enjoy working or being at home right now?
Well, let me tell you, I enjoyed working from home yesterday. Now, I do like coming in and seeing everybody. You know, Susan's still here, Tony's still here, Randy's still here. So it's nice to come in and be able to talk to them, talk to you via the access, and Brian and Alan. But I do enjoy being home. I like my place. I like the people and that I live with. So I do enjoy my time being home. Does that mean we don't get on each other's nerves? Of course.
The second question. Have you learned? And be careful, because remember, you're in a precarious situation here. What have you learned about the people you are locked up with?
Well, what I've learned is that I can be quarantined for a very long time. And yes, you might be frustrated. It might be a stressful day. You're kind of doing the same old, trying to do new things here and there. But what I've learned is, if I had to be stuck at home with anyone, I am stuck at home.
Tied up at home? Is that what you said?
No.
Did I hear this right? Are my headphones working?
Your headphones are not working.
So you perhaps have a few options the rest of us don't have if you're tied up at
home.
Great.
Thanks, Sandy.
If I called your house and said, Katie, can I speak to Buzzy? I'm sorry, he's all tied up. Oh, gee, I'm sorry, too.
If I had to be stuck,
when can I get down there? Yeah.
If I had to be stuck at home with anyone for a long time, I am stuck with the right person.
Oh, you are such a sweetie! What a brownie you are! And give me your shopping observations. What have you noticed?
Well, now I have not gone in 2 weeks. Katie went shopping last week, but when I went like the first weekend, everything was shut down. Like Tony said, I've noticed that people are in and they want to leave. No one's hanging around talking. I do notice that people are still touching everything on the shelf. You know, I saw one person, you know how they have the can dispenser for the soup?
Yeah.
Literally take all of them out, thinking a different flavor was in the back of that dispenser, and then just throw all the cans on the shelf. Now, I'd be annoyed at that any other day when this wasn't going on, but the fact that they literally touched every can, and that was the kind of soup I wanted.
Yeah, that's I remember, too, when I used to do the shopping before Bernadette, what I disliked is people, one going down the aisle one way, one going the other way, and they know each other, so they stop, and they start chatting back and forth, and there's no room to get by, and they don't care. They don't care. And also, the person who invented those little cars that you put your kid in, they ought to expel them, send them to Canada. Because they're always, oh, it's so cute. No, it's not cute. It's annoying, and you're just getting in the way. So
were they in the fake race car?
Yeah, that's what I mean. The fake race car is what I'm talking about. It was a cute idea until you put it into practice. Everybody wants to show off their kid, and it's always in the middle of the aisle. So that if you want to change aisles, you got to go essentially one full aisle to get out of the way. All right, we'll take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Tony, where did you see that picture of Cuomo?
No, it's been all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, you name it.
You're talking about Andrew Cuomo, not Chris Cuomo.
Yeah, right? Correct.
And you say the picture shows what the shirt he was wearing shows that he has pierced nipples?
The speculation is that he has pierced nipples. You can see through the shirt he's wearing, it looks that way, and the couple close-up shots and, you know.
So see,
okay,
some people are saying,
"Oh my God, yes, I have the picture. He does have pierced nipples.
Well,
that is maybe not a good look for a governor."
Some people are saying that it's taped up, that he forgot to take the tape off after he went for a run.
Wow,
it's possible.
I hope we interview Kathy Hochul again.
I don't think she's going to answer that one.
I'm going to ask her. I mean, she spends a lot of time near the governor. See if she's ever noticed that. Oh. I bet she'll never come on again.
Probably not.
Oh, Kathy's a friend, though. Maybe she'd come on, but I just saw that picture. That is like, oh, yikes. I understand he was on with his brother on CNN. And that you got to give Andrew credit. He did not take a shot at the president, even though his brother kept trying to goad him into doing it.
Yes.
But he didn't do it, and good for him. Good for him. But here's another example. Yesterday, the presidential press conference, he's got all this good news about companies ramping up and changing their tooling so that they can produce medical supplies. You got the hospital ship in the harbor. You got a huge number of hospital beds now in the Javits Center, which is that huge convention center. They've got a tent city built in the park, Central Park, right there. Things are really clicking. And what did one reporter ask him? Press conferences are supposed to be about gathering of information, aren't they? Not making a news story. He said, how would you respond to those who think they don't like you and you're not doing a good job? What the hell kind of question is that? What are these news organizations thinking when they send their reporters out and those are the kind of questions they ask?
They're journalists, Sandy.
Yeah,
they're journalists.
Crap is what it is.
You know, I also noticed Jim Acosta, who I know is already, we've already exposed not as a journalist, but he called Mike Liddell, the pillow guy. He goes, yeah, and there was a pillow guy there, you know, pimping his company when we're supposed to be talking about the country. It's like, Jim, I know you weren't invited to the press conference, but did you not realize he was talking about the steps his company is making to make sure that all the medical professionals have masks for when they are put in these situations?
Yeah, they don't care. They're not out to seek information. We should have all learned this by now. I don't know why the president even has the press there. He should just have announcements to make. If you have any questions, you should have to supply them a written form and then answer the ones that are prevalent, something that means something, an actual a probe of how are we doing, how are we not doing, what are we doing positive, what are we doing that could seek improvement. Instead, they're just there to go after him. This is old. It's getting old, and I don't think they told them that, you know, the future of our country is in the balance, and they're fooling around trying to find a gotcha moment of the president. All right, we'll take a break. We want to hear from you. Do you enjoy working or being at home now that you have to? And what have you learned about your family being cooped up all together for a period of time? And shopping observations. What have you noticed in your daily shopping trip? We'll be back after this.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.